This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in the alleged excise policy scam. The bail has been granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also said the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuiya pronounced a verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister, challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers was held for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday. In Haryana, candidates can withdraw their names till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly will take place on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. For the third phase, a total of 483 candidates have submitted nomination papers, in which 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 1st of October. Counting of votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO, the Indian Navy and all stakeholders for the successful flight tests of the vertical launch short-range surface-to-air missile VLSRSA done yesterday. Mr. Singh said equipped with modern technologies, this missile will provide further technological boost to the armed forces. DRDO and the Indian Navy have conducted back-to-back successful flight test of the VLSRSA missile system. The first successful flight test of the VLSRSA missile system was conducted on the 12th of this month. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with this probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case over protest by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian mission in Ottawa. The Department of Food and Public Distribution and the Food Corporation of India today signed a Memorandum of Understanding to enhance the efficiency and accountability of food grain procurement and distribution. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said in a statement that the MOU outlines specific performance, benchmarks and accountability measures to optimize the use of public funds in managing food security operations. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red, orange and yellow warnings for rainfall in several parts of the country today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. In Uttarakhand, a red alert has been issued in Champawat, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar districts today. Vigilance has been maintained by the administration. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today took stock of the situation. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of Uttar Pradesh for the next 24 hours. Authorities are on high alert, especially in western and Tarai regions, in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. In Madhya Pradesh, the strongest system of the monsoon season is active in most parts. As a result, flood-like conditions have developed, all the dams are full and major rivers are in spate. Senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Soma Sen, told Akashvani that a well-marked low-pressure area has formed over northeast Bay of Bengal and is likely to cause isolated very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha till tomorrow. In badminton, Indian mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krusto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semifinals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City today. Six-seed Dhruv and Tanisha came from behind to register a thrilling win over top-seeded compatriots Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adhya Variyat 14-21, 21-10, 21-14 in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.